أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 66, 67 and 68 of Surah Maryam. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the pious slaves, servants of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those that had come in their place, their successors. And now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the environment once again of Makkah Mukarramah, where they would dispute with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ, and man says, and this will refer to the disbelievers, أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا, is it possible that when I am dead, then shall I be brought once again alive? Would I be extracted from the ground and brought once again alive? In different ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought about this argument that they would have with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once some of them took some bones of animals that had disintegrated, and they began to hold it up, and they began to press upon it, and it became powder, and it began to drop and fly, and they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illustrating that if this is the condition of bones of a dead person, a dead animal, dead human, whoever, then how is it possible that we will be brought back to life once again on the day of Qiyamah? So Allah Ta'ala's response here, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that man, does man not remember, realize that certainly we had created him before this, وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا, and he was nothing, he was totally non-existent, and Allah Ta'ala brought him into existence. Now we tie this up with Jibreel alayhi salam's response to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, that he wanted a child, he throbbed for a child. When he was given the glad tidings, then there was no argument that he was presenting, but surprise that he showed, how is this possible? So the response was that this is so easy for Allah, you were nothing and Allah brought you into something. So same argument here, that you were nothing, Allah brought you into something. So it is so easy for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bring you and extract you out of the ground and bring you back alive. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ, قَسَمْ of your Rabb, certainly we will gather all of you and also your shayateen. Shayateen could mean the jinn that had not brought iman, that is appointed to individuals to deviate them. And it can also mean the idols that they had been worshipping, all of that will be resurrected and brought back to life on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيَّا, then we will cause them to be present around Jahannam Jithiya, kneeling. And this kneeling means their total helplessness. They will all be brought, and that is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will resurrect. Absolutely easy, not difficult at all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again here Allah ta'ala leaves us a very important message, that whilst they denied Qiyamah, we believe in Qiyamah, but now we need to have that yaqeen, that every second of our life, every breath, that there is going to be accountability, we are going to answer to Allah, we will be resurrected, we are going to stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and if that happens, then we will find that there will be a change in our mindset, there will be change in our deeds, there will be change in our belief. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.